Talk about a gal with the sun-kissed smile. She's the cutest thing by a country mile. The pig keeper's daughter,
pig keeper's daughter,
the pig keeper's daughter,
the pig keeper's daughter.
Talk about a gal with a down-home charm.
We're talking about the pig keeper's daughter.
When that sweet gal shakes her low-down thing, she'd make a one-legged man dance a buck and wing.
The pig keeper's daughter,
the pig keeper's daughter,
the pig keeper's daughter,
the pig keeper's daughter.
Talk about a gal with a down-home charm.
We're talking about the pig keeper's daughter. She's a queen, she's peachy queen, and she's the original love machine.
The pig keeper's daughter,
the pig keeper's daughter,
the pig keeper's daughter,
the pig keeper's daughter.
Talk about a gal with a down-home charm.
We're talking about the pig keeper's daughter.
Talk about a gal with a wide-open kiss. She's got the kind of loving you don't want to miss.
The pig keeper's daughter,
the pig keeper's daughter,
the pig keeper's daughter,
the pig keeper's daughter.
Talk about a gal with a down-home curves.
Hello and welcome to the Basement Shuffle. I'm Kevin. With me as always is Andy.
Hello.
And today we're joined by our guest, Mark Raymond.
Hello out there.
Live in studio. It's going to be much better than the last time we had him on the show where we tried to have him on the phone. We did maybe okay with that technically, but it's always better to have somebody in studio.
Yes.
So we can, see each other and horse around.
See these two beautiful faces here.
Yeah. So, Mark is in town. He lives in Portland, Oregon, and he's done a cross-country trip in his modded. Is that an Econo line or what is that?
It is an E350, yes.
All right. And, he hit a couple of national parks on his way over here, and we're going to have a little party later on today.
I love the party.
Mm-hmm. But, man, great to see you.
Great to see you guys. Thanks for having me on again.
Absolutely. So that song is awesome.
Or the video that we saw.
Yeah. It's called Go ahead.
I have no idea who does that song.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw the movie like years ago. Mm. It's from a 1973 film, I believe, and it's called The Pig Keeper's Daughter.
Oh, and
so, Mike, you need to go and check that out.
Everybody, if you like art films, you might want to look that.
It sounds like they kept saying the gatekeeper, but it's the pig keeper, right?
Yeah.
And okay. At one time, it sounded like the beekeeper.
Yeah.
But now it's the pig.
I have no idea who the band is, so if anyone out there knows, let me know.
Yeah.
So I want to buy one of their albums.
It's definitely the pig keeper's daughter because we couldn't find that song anywhere else but Pornhub. And we got to watch the video a little bit, and there were definitely pigs, like actual farm pigs in a sty, in the intro to this movie.
And there was the daughter, too.
The daughter was feeding them and stuff. And something that I noticed, there's like hand-painted signs of like the credits and stuff. I saw the name Paul Stanley.
I saw that too.
Is Paul Stanley from Kiss in this movie?
He might have had a bit part.
And Kevin pointed that out, which I didn't know.
You've seen this movie, right?
The entire thing.
Okay. Do you recommend it?
Was there a man in makeup?
Was there a man with a white face and a black star over one eye?
There has definitely got to be a different Paul Stanley because Paul Stanley from Kiss, as we know, definitely was not in that movie.
I don't know. I got to watch the movie now because maybe this was like the debut of him without makeup.
They did have that era without the makeup.
Yeah, the timing would be about right because it's 1973.
And you can never trust somebody with two first names. You just can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
But, 73, I think that was before Kiss's time. I think that's when they were Wicked Lester. So
he might have been doing some gigolo stuff.
That's a deep cut.
and since they weren't in Kiss, maybe he was looking for other avenues to make money.
Gigolo.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, yeah, dude. Great song. I liked it. Very funky. Kind of country funk. I'd love to know who the artist is so that I could celebrate
their catalog. Oh, can't you ask, like, your phone? Say, who is this?
Shazam. Yeah. I'm going to have to Shazam it later. Yeah. Dude, good choice.
All
right. Did we say what the
and what's our topic?
Did you say what the topic is?
Oh yes. Well, Pig Keeper's Daughter. Pigs are animals. The topic of the show is animals. Didn't already see that on your podcast app. And I wonder if anybody just listens to the show without looking at the episode title. I doubt it. But. Yeah, man. We're going to have a good time. Andy's already won the podcast with that song.
I agree.
And I think me and Mark kind of mailed it in on this one. I shouldn't speak
for
Mark.
Well, no, I didn't have time. I didn't give myself enough time.
He was on the road again.
You've had 2 weeks on the road by yourself.
I was busy with myself doing other things.
Okay. Did you meet any pig keeper's daughters on your travels?
No, I didn't meet a bison.
Anywho, let's play another one, and I'm going to play this. Mark,
is that who I thought it was?
Who do you think it is?
Is that the Stones?
Absolutely. I noticed you weren't dancing.
Did not dance. did not give me the urge to dance.
Mark recognizes the Stones because he doesn't like them.
I can't believe it, man. That doesn't it doesn't move you at all.
That
didn't sound like a typical Stones song.
I wasn't sure. I was like, it sounded like dude's voice, but
they're more diverse than
you think. Era would that be?
That would be off of Let It Bleed, which I believe came out in 68 69, late 60s.
When did they start?
63 64.
Okay, so it's like, you know,
yeah,
third of the way of like the good stuff through, like when would you say they're do you still think they're relevant? Because I guess they still tour, right?
Well, we'll see after.
They already had someone replacing him anyway before he died.
True. Yeah, Steve Jordan's taken Charlie Watts' place.
When have they put out an album of new material?
Do you know? The last time they put out an album was maybe 2-3 years ago, maybe.
The Blue Album.
Now, did I listen to it? No, I did not. I am a fan of, if you're asking, like, my favorite Stones, I'm going to say late 60s to early 80s, like 81.
Yeah. So when Andy was probably like 35, 45?
Yeah, back in the 60s,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, back at that age.
Yeah, yeah. What did you think about the Stones when you were 35, Andy?
You know, I got into the Rolling Stones very late.
Yeah.
And so I think that one of the things that I like about the Stones is because they're so iconic.
Uh-huh.
And so I wanted to know, why does everyone like this band so much?
Mm.
And so I that's kind of what brought me into listening
to it. You wanted to check it out.
I wanted to know for myself, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that they're the greatest band ever, but I certainly don't think they're the worst. I think they're just...
kind of in the middle? Sort of in the middle of the road.
When you come to comparisons of, like, the greatest bands ever, you know, Beatles are always thrown in there, Led Zeppelin, AC/DC,
uh-huh.
Rolling Stones are in there, too.
Yeah.
Generally, it's Beatles 1, Stones 2.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I was just... I'm still curious about this band. I believe to this day... I've only got about four of their albums.
Yeah. You like them all?
I like what I've heard.
Okay. Which albums do you have?
I have...
you don't know.
What's the one...
He has Steel Wheels.
Bridges to Babylon.
No. What's the one that...
what's the cover
Liz
look like?
Liz Phair...
I don't know.
...made an answer to.
Oh. Exile on Main Street.
Right. Yeah. So I have that one. That's the first one I got.
That's a great one, but that one's tough to get into first. Go, give me another
one.
Yeah,
it's probably out of the ones that I have. I have Sticky Fingers.
Mm-hmm.
I have their Blues album, which was their latest album.
Oh, okay.
I have that. And I have... More Girls or More
Some
Women?
Girls.
Some Girls, yeah.
Those are, yeah, classic albums.
And that's
too.
Probably about it. I think I have a Best Of also, which mm-hmm. just has their hits.
All right.
So like one song on the album?
How many albums do you have, Mark?
Zero.
That sucks.
A wise man once said, art doesn't come to you. You have to come to it to appreciate it.
Okay.
You know who that was?
No.
It was Wynton Marsalis said that.
Interesting.
What does it mean?
It means that you can't enjoy the Mona Lisa if you've just looked at a picture of it in a magazine.
Okay. You gotta
literally have
experience
to go
it.
Yeah, to yeah. where this thing is hanging.
Yeah.
And that's like, you know, the same applies to music. You have to investigate.
You're exactly right about the Mona Lisa, because I actually did see it when I was in Paris, and it's so small, but like once you see it, you're like, holy shit, it's just...
It's
because you've seen it in print so often, and all of a sudden when you see it real life, you're just like...
The authenticity
Holy
of it.
Shit, yeah, it kind of blew my mind.
Okay,
yeah.
First question.
Absolutely.
How big would you say it is?
It's... You couldn't get super close to it, and just going off memory, it's...
Like
it's like 12 by 12, or, you know, it's not that...
Really tiny.
Yeah, I heard it was really small.
Yeah, it seems...
How
bigger.
Far away were you from it?
Well, there's rows of people. I think I got as close as I could get. It was probably about 10 feet-ish. This is...
Okay, well, my question is, like, how close do they let you get to it?
I'm just off my memory, like, around 10 feet. Like, you can't go, you can't reach out and grab it.
Right.
And it's kind of... I don't remember if it was behind something. I don't know. I just remember just being... You know, I was taking in that instead of, like, what was around me.
Okay, well, then second question is, what struck you about it in person?
I don't know. It was just something about it was just, like, the aura. I don't know.
Same thing about what I was just saying about the Rolling Stones. It's like, there's all this hype about this band.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
You have to experience it.
No, I understand that, but I just kind of wanted to get somebody that's actually seen
it's hard
impression.
It's hard to explain. Like, you get there, and you just feel it. It just, you know, that's the only piece of art that has ever done it to that level before.
But it made you feel something.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just so, I don't know, what's the word, ubiquitous, just sort of...
Shoegaze.
No, what am I trying to say? Just sort of, just so cliche, just something that's, something you take for granted all the time, because you've seen it so many times, yeah. And everybody, that's like the creme de la creme of art, is
well,
the
like
Mona Lisa.
Well, like, just seen it in print, I never, you know, no one thinks, oh, it's a great piece of art, you know, mm-hmm. until just you're in person, and you're like, oh, shit, that is kind of iconic.
Awesome. I'd like to check that out.
You should.
I mean, can you, like, see, like, the brush marks and all that stuff?
From what I remember, it is, you can see that. It's, you know, not a clean painting. It's definitely some kind of oil-based, maybe acrylic. I don't know. But you can see the brush stuff. Yeah.
Now, how long ago was that, Mark?
3 to 4 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool, man. Gay Paris. You were in Gay Paris. Mm-hmm. Did you visit our friend Aaron?
I sure did.
Awesome.
Definitely.
Fantastic.
Yep.
What Dude. About Dimitri?
No.
Pierre? No?
I stayed with Pierre.
Pepe.
Lucky Pierre. All right. Well, let's move on to another song. We're going to play a Mark. And we're going to do... let's do this. This is a classic.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads. Fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads. Fish heads, eat them up, yum.
In the morning, laughing happy fish heads. In the evening, floating in the soup.
Song.
I saw you like singing the verses, not just the chorus. Wow, you Dude, actually know that one.
Of course. And you know what? This is not the first time this song has been played on the show. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I forget what episode we played this song, but it wasn't like nobody chose the song as an official song. We just got on a Dr. Demento rant, and I think it was the Ben Recky episode.
Might have been.
And, yeah, we had to play that.
I'm so glad I didn't tell you guys I've listened to every single episode.
This is, I can't. Because
then I would have been a liar.
Yeah, man. Shit. This is how I got to find out. Awesome. Well, I recommend it. I recommend that episode with Ben. That was actually,
I will actually listen to
what
it.
What was the laughter? Yeah, laughter okay. was the one he was okay, on. Yeah. Yeah, man. Where was the first time you heard that song?
I remember that. I remember. We finally got MTV I think it was eighth grade. Finally got cable. And, I mean, that was, MTV was on for a while already. But I just remember that being one of the first videos I saw. I'm like, you know, you're eighth grade. You're just like, oh, it's so funny, roly-poly fish heads, you know? And so I have to disclaimer about this. I was hanging out with my friend Nat, telling him about the podcast coming up.
Yeah.
He gave me the idea, so I can't say. Take credit for thinking of the idea, but I'm the one that brought it here.
Right. I can see Nat being a fan.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's a nerd. But I can say that because I'm a nerd. Yeah. Good song, man.
You remember Dorsey?
Like I do. I believe I was the one that brought up Dr. Demento because that's when I first heard it.
So that was on Dr. Demento. I did not know that.
Absolutely, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I did never really watch that anyway, so I don't really know much
about
that.
Well, you listened to it. It wasn't a TV show. It was like on late at night, like on a Sunday or something.
I want to say it was on HFS on Sunday nights.
Could have been, but it was
like
on...
Like after the local show?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on very late, okay. like 11 or 12 o'clock or something.
And he would play shit like that, and he broke Weird Al Yankovic and all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
And your other song was probably played on there first. And yeah, just goofy fucking songs was his specialty.
Gatekeeper's Daughter.
Oh, man. I wonder if he ever played that. I wonder if Dr. Demento is still alive. I wonder if I wondered that the last time we played it. I need to get him on the show.
Ooh.
But yeah, dude, fish heads, that counts. They're animals too.
Yes, they are.
They are.
Now I'll play. I guess it's my turn again, and I'm gonna. So if you were on the fence about fish being animals, would you guys say that bugs are animals as well?
I'd say it's further away from an animal, but still within the realm.
All right. Well, then I'm gonna play this song. Sun King. I hate this thing. I don't know why it doesn't turn our...
It used to.
Yeah. I have to figure that out.
Like a different monitor mix?
I don't know. We'll figure it out later. I'm talking about my fader port thing that helps me fade out the songs. It fades it out technically, but... We can't hear it fading it out, which is annoying. Anyway, nobody cares. Anybody know who that was?
At first, I thought it was the Stones again with Wild Horses.
Really?
The Beatles.
Yeah. Are you serious? Are you being serious?
Sort of. At first, it was. It could have been, but I understood it probably wouldn't have been, but
that would have been awesome if I picked.
I know, that's all I was like. I was like, "Is Kevin fucking with me?"
No,
that was the Beatles, though, huh?
Yes, they're off of Abbey Road. And you played Beatles last time you were on the show. You played Get Back.
Yep.
Yeah. About you had some kind of story about a boat that I still don't understand.
It was called. Family time, and my father had a boat, and so my father's basically friends of the family would go out with us, and one of the kids, his name is Joe.
Mm.
In the middle of the song, it says, "Get back,
hey,
JoJo."
Joe.
So it was, our theme was like water, no, boats?
Sea. Yeah.
So it all tied into the sea to me, you know.
Okay. All right. Good story, bro.
Thank you. You sounded better the first time, even though you forgot it. That's how memorable it was.
But, the reason I played that is because it's got crickets at the front of the song.
Oh.
Yeah, actual animals are on that song. And I started listening to that the other day because I listened to an interview with Ringo, and he was talking about...
Rest in peace.
Excuse me. Ringo.
I'm joking.
Well, they did talk about Charlie Watts, of course, because they recorded it on the day that he died. And so he told a couple of stories about hanging out with him. One story was they were hanging out with John Bonham, and like Ringo had like some
rest in peace
kit like up in his attic, and they were at a party, and like they brought the kit down, and John was like playing the kit, and he was banging the bass drum so hard that him and Charlie Watts, Ringo and Charlie Watts, had to hold the bass drum back.
I could see that.
Wouldn't that be? Oh, I'd totally. Love to be there.
Yeah, right?
Love to be at that fucking party. But anyway, Ringo was talking about how on that album, Abbey Road, the whole side two, he got real calfskin heads for his drums, and he loved them. And he said, he was like, I overplayed all on that second side because I just love the calfskin heads.
So he just had them on the toms, I assume.
Maybe. He might have had on the snare, too. But, yeah, he was like, I loved them so much because I didn't have to, like, muffle them at all. Like, I would put, like, cigarette packs on the drums and, like, wallets just to muffle them. But with the calfskin, you know, didn't need to do that. And so I needed to hear that. And then I listened to that song, and I noticed that it had crickets on it. And I was like, very nice. Hot shit. I've got an episode about animals coming up. And anyway, yeah, that kind of ties in with animals, too. Calfskin, that was probably real cowhide back in the 60s.
What would it be now if it says calfskin? You think there's fake calfskin? I mean, obviously there is fake, but yeah. I'm sure you can still get real calfskin.
You think so?
I would totally think so.
In the States?
You wear leather all the time.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just thinking of PETA and stuff like that. But, yeah, you're right. Oh, we still eat steak. We still wear leather jackets. Why wouldn't you use their skin for drum heads? Have you ever played calfskin? You're a drummer.
Not that I can recall. Like, I've never bought a set of heads that were calfskin. Mm. I did get a floor tom head that was, like, you know, designed to be similar, but, you know, was synthetic. But it was kind of cool. It was darker sound, and it definitely has the muffle characteristic you're talking about because it's a little thicker, you know.
A little more controlled.
Yeah. I had a bass that was made out of calfskin.
That's sweet. Awesome. A calfskin pick guard.
Yeah, it's really cool.
If I got calfskin drum heads, I'd want the fur to still be on it.
I mean, dead drums are a thing these days.
Yeah. I want that real, like...
You get it? Dead drums?
Yeah, yeah. I want... not only is the cow dead, but your drum sound is dead as well. Yeah, I want that Flintstone. Own sound, dude. So,
I would want mine with still the blood on it.
Wow.
Like, you know, if I was in a metal band, gotta have that going
on. Yeah, still, you like your...
still moving.
Yeah, you still like your drum head still mooing, yeah. Love it.
They're stained.
Let's do another one. Stained? They are a great band. I love them. Let's see. Now, we're going to do another Andy, and we don't have to go to a porn site for this one.
Damn it, I wanted to watch
darn.
Something.
Yeah. But, yeah, I want to hear this one. I have no idea what this sounds like.
Monkey see, monkey do, work for me, work for you. Another two, another three, another four. Four bananas, but you saw them anymore. Ignorance and happiness, walking hand in hand. Diplomacy and politics washed up in the sand. Monkey see, monkey do, work for me, work for you. Monkey see, monkey do, work for me, work for you. Four banana, five banana, six banana, seven. Prejudice and holiness united in heaven. Questions without answers, blessings from the poor. Turn the other way, I'm lying, shut the bloody door. Monkey see, monkey do, work for me, work for you. Monkey see, monkey do, work for me, work for you. Monkey see, monkey do, work for me, work for you. Monkey see, monkey do, work for me, work for you.
That was Who Hung the Monkey?
Who Hung the Monkey?
By Brian Brain. It's not Brian Bryan, like we thought.
Well, it's a skip, okay. Okay, so an explanation. I saw a video for that song on MTV. They used to have a show on Sunday nights, and it was called 120 Minutes.
That's where I heard it.
And I liked the video, so I ended up liking the song. I mean, it's pretty much all drums, and it's like British rap, which is British rap.
Yeah.
So a question for you, Andy. I was listening to the bass, and it reminded me of, I think, the way the Seinfeld beginning was. It's a keyboard. There is a setting on a Juno, I'm not Juno, a Roland JU module. It's called Lately Bass or Bass Lately. And it sounds like a slap bass, right, you know, with all the reverb, but I think it's actually a keyboard.
Yeah. That's the effect that they're going for. And I believe it was okay. The same thing that they did on Seinfeld.
Gotcha.
Yep. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Seinfeld
nice
bass.
Nice observation there, Mark.
So do you think it is a keyboard or you think it's a bass?
No, it's definitely keyboard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's straight 80s synth pop.
I mean, I did dance to the song, but I wasn't a fan. I guess.
So you dance to music you don't like?
Yeah. I mean, it had a good beat. I could bug out to it.
It's just keeping in line with the theme.
But it's just not something that I would
animals.
Put on willingly and dance to.
Okay.
But hey, man, when in Rome, you gotta make do with what you got.
Who hung the monkey?
Right. What does that mean?
You just want to say that. You just love that title.
I love it.
What does it mean? Is that a euphemism for like masturbation or peeing or what is it? Who hung the monkey? What do you think that means?
Maybe they were trying to rival who shocked the monkey.
Shocked the monkey.
I think it's political because some of the lyrics in there are political, but I couldn't tell you anything.
Where
else
is this, 80s or 90s?
80s. It's like 1983.
So do you think it's about Ronald Reagan?
George Bush doesn't like black people.
Well, he said it's English, so it might not be about American politics.
Exactly.
True, but what makes me think Reagan is, Bonzo or whatever. Like, he made those movies with that chimpanzee. You know, Ramones had that song, Bedtime for Bonzo. I think that's the title of it. And they were kind of making fun of him for being a fucking monkey lover or something. Anyway, you don't know you don't know what it's about. But you just like the song. Both of you guys like the song.
Yeah,
I'm surprised.
I actually dig that song.
I've never heard that in my life. But of course, I'm not going to say it. You guys know what I didn't grow up with.
Friends?
Sex.
Oh!
Son
of a bitch.
What didn't you grow up with? I don't know. Cable?
MTV, yeah. Gotcha. Oh, yeah, cable, yeah. Which MTV was on, if you didn't know.
Thanks for the tidbit.
Yeah, let's take a little break, and we'll be right back. Hey, this is Kevin. How you guys doing? I just wanted to remind you guys that the Basement Shuffle Shop is still up and open. Go to kdj432.threadless.com to get all your Basement Shuffle podcast needs met. T-shirts, mugs, all of it. Check it out.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one.
With No Name by America, which Mark has seen a lot of on his way out of here.
Way to take my thunder there. I was going to say that, but
I mean, it was kind of obvious, man. Yeah, man. Tell us about it.
Well, that was kind of it. Like, I did a Google search of songs about animals.
Nice.
And it came up, by America. I was like, obvious.
Oh, I don't care about the song. I was telling you, I was asking you about your trip out here.
Okay.
I've seen your Facebook posts. You've been to the Grand Tetons. You've been to Badlands. You've been to Devil's Tower.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that one.
What impressed you most?
The Devil's Tower was kind of just awesome. I've seen it in photos and stuff like that. And then another person I know did a kind of similar trip like a week before. And that was not initially planned to go that direction. And then I saw her photos and I was just like, wow. And you looked it up on the map. Like, all right, I can, fit it in.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool. The Tetons are just amazing. And then like a day later, they found that, girl that went missing, like in a campground, like 10 minutes from where I was staying. I don't know if you heard, it's been on the news.
Yeah, no, I didn't hear
some
that
couple
one.
From Florida were in a van. They were, checking
out.
Oh,
yes. I remember.
And
yeah,
they found
boyfriend,
her body.
Girlfriend.
Yeah. And like the boyfriend's missing now and, all that stuff. But some people were like messaging me like, hey, did you do that? I was like, no, I was different spot.
Good Lord.
Good friends.
Yeah.
So,
and so where exactly is the Devil's Tower for all of our listeners?
It's in Wyoming, like the southeastern part of it. Yeah, it's beautiful country out there. It's like a mixture of, it's dry, but there's, the trees are sparse and they're just like pines, and it just has a really good mix of, the dry and like, I don't know, it's really hard to say. It's like not totally desert, but it's not totally forest. And it's, I like that mixture where it's like in between kind mm-hmm. of thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Andy, what movie was Devil's Tower featured in?
Ooh.
Well, I'm guessing that it was the Close Encounter.
Nice job, my man. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Right on.
Where
I'm sure it's probably been in another movie, though.
It has, yes.
Do you know which one?
No, because someone mentioned on my feed, hey, that looks like it was in that movie. And I never knew that either. And so I looked it up, and there's a couple more like lesser known movies that were, had it in it. So
yeah,
Yeah. Well, it wasn't what's
it was
name?
A porn movie, I think.
It was the Pig Keeper's daughter. Yeah.
That's where they kept her.
That's where they filmed it. who was it? Dreyfus was sculpting it out of mashed potatoes, correct?
Yes, he was.
I don't remember the movie, so maybe I should revisit it.
Oh, yeah. It's
a classic. It's kind of probably a little dated now. But
it's a little slow, though, for a Spielberg movie. It's one of his slower ones, but it's very good. And it's got an ARP synthesizer in it.
Oh, that's
cool. Yeah, it's kind of the star of the show.
Gotcha.
But, let's play another. I think I'm up. I think so.
Could be.
Fucking Dogs by, who is it, Mark?
Jane's Addiction.
Did they have a song called Dogs?
No, but the beginning kind of had a similar voicing. I obviously knew it wasn't, but it was kind of funny.
Right. So you don't know who that is?
I know the song. I don't remember.
Was it Floyd?
That's what I was thinking. Maybe Floyd.
It is. Okay. One of your other favorite bands.
I don't really. They're just there. I'm indifferent to them. So.
Oh, okay. I thought you. Well, you're not impressed with the drummer.
I don't know. We've ever had a conversation about.
That's what I remember. I think you've said that you're not a fan of Nick Mason. Do you not feel that way?
I never even knew that was his name. I had just been indifferent to him, so I don't think you and I had a conversation. Maybe we were thinking about another band we're talking about.
Nick Mason is not a household name when it comes to drummers, though.
No, I know. I'm trying to be cool.
It's the kind of band that they are. Mm-hmm. You know, no one really stands out in that band.
Well, I have a coworker who's big into Floyd, but it's like the Gilmore era. So that was the guitar player, right?
Yeah, and Gilmore era would be the era after Sid Barrett.
So Sid Barrett was actually in that band. So I don't know much about him.
Oh, but you know Sid Barrett.
I know the name, yeah.
Sid Barrett was pretty much their leader in the 60s.
Arnold Lane.
Yeah, dude. And I think he did like two albums with him before he went nuts.
I think it was just two.
And Gilmore took over.
Okay.
Guitar duties and songwriting.
Now, the rumor is that it supposedly was he took a lot of acid.
Yeah. He's probably had underlying mental illness that just, yeah.
That too, I'm sure. But, yeah.
But
back in the day, you know, that's when everyone was taking acid. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he took a lot. But, yeah, there's like I think you can still like see like on YouTube a video of them like on a TV show where he's just standing there with one of those 10-yard stares,
like full on Brian Wilson going on.
he's just fucking gone, man. You can tell in the video.
Dazed.
Yeah, like I don't even think
confused.
He's strumming his guitar, but the song is like playing and he's just kind of mouthing along to it. You can just tell he's fucking gone. But he came out with some great fucking songs. Very catchy. I like his solo stuff. But yeah, Gilmore came in to kind of take his place, and that was Pink Floyd from then on. He's always been it.
Which album was that from, Kevin?
Animals, by the way. Yeah.
Okay.
And the song is called Dogs. Each song on that. Yeah. Each song on that, there might be actually live dogs on that in the middle of it.
That's why I said Jane's Addiction.
Yeah.
Remember the big thing that one song?
Oh, I just got that.
Ben Costello.
Nice, yeah. Nice.
That's...
See, Mark's way ahead of us, man.
Yeah. He's quick.
I'm of the third kind.
He says something in September, we get it in December. That's how that goes down.
But that's a good album. I like it. It was my favorite for a long time. Because it's kind of lesser known. There wasn't a radio hit off of that one. This came out right before The Wall, and it's only got like maybe five or six songs on it, but they're all fucking long. And that song is probably the one that I could play a minute of, because they actually get to the singing soon enough.
Gotcha.
So I could play.
Okay.
But the other ones have just long ass fucking intros. Very good. I like it. I recommend it. And we're on to an Andy.
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 Andy. Where are you? Oh, we're on your last one.
Turn the porn off.
Last one.
Yeah. What are you doing over there?
Little birdie, why do you fly upside down? It's amazing that the way you get around. Little birdie, why you worry like you do? Don't worry. Just do what you can do. Little birdie, things just fascinate you so. And your friend there.
I love that song.
It's awesome. Mark, who is that?
I have no idea.
That is Vince Guaraldi.
Hmm.
And if you don't recognize the song, you do recognize the song.
I don't.
Well, then you have never seen the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special.
If I have, I do not recall it. It must have been a long time ago.
Somehow, when I used to watch the old, any of the Charlie Brown specials, you know, they had the Christmas one.
I remember the Halloween one.
Halloween
That's the
one.
Great pumpkin, one I remember.
Yeah.
And they have a Thanksgiving one. And the music always captured me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I was like, who is this artist? And it was Vince Guaraldi. He did all of the music for the Charlie Brown specials.
So it was just for the special. It wasn't like, hey, this was a song already out there, and like they used it, they covered it, or added it into their...
I want to say that that's probably correct.
Okay. I mean, they did a lot of that back then. They were just right for the special.
I do have a lot of Vince Guaraldi albums. Most of his albums sound like Charlie Brown music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, that's funny, yeah.
And that's what I...
He's probably just, you know, constantly linked to that, you know?
Yeah, and that's what I like about him. The strange thing about this is that he was not known for being a vocalist, but that's him doing the vocals on that particular song.
It's interesting when it started out before a lot of the horns started coming in, I was like, man, Onus could have totally covered this song. You know? Like, you still could have. But, you know.
Yeah, which is Danny's band,
You know, other instruments instead of the horns, unless you got horns playing with you guys.
Mark,
but,
I love you, man.
No, it was like right up you guys' alley, you know?
How much money do I owe you? Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I would totally
I mean, that's a Dorsey bass line, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I like it. It's very fat, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of those childhood things that turned me on to jazz. We were talking about that last night, actually, like where... They were just trying to force feed us jazz when we were little, man. What you had, Mr. Rogers, you had Peanuts, you had what else? Sesame Street had a lot of jazz.
But you know that was before AC/DC, and it was before you know a lot of rock bands, and so that's what they had.
Well,
to play.
Especially as a child, I mean, you're not, you know, your parents aren't playing. Well, unless they were cool, they aren't playing you like Highway to Hell when you're little and shit. So you get cool music.
It was definitely soft rock for me.
Yeah. Yeah, mine was country music. WMZQ was always on.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But and I have a soft spot for that. Yeah, the shit that you hear when you're young, you start
it sticks
to get
with you.
Nostalgia.
It's your
for
roots.
It. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Carpenters and the sailing guy. I can forget his name right now.
Christopher Cross.
Yes,
Cross.
Yes, yeah. Big time childhood for me. So carry on.
It's not so bad.
No, I still love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Handsome man, Christopher Cross. What was his other hit? When you get caught between the moon and New York City.
That's the one with Michael McDonald, right?
He had another
one
also.
He had three big ones.
The one with Michael McDonald is...
I've got to run.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Ride of the Wind. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was great. There was that.
And his voice is just fantastic, dude.
Very fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of jazzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man. I love that, man. Good choice, brother.
Let's... All right, so we have just, one or two more?
Well, we've got a Mark, and we've got, yeah, I've done all mine, so I think we're ending with Mark.
Ooh. What do you have in store for us, Marky?
Just play it.
Oh, this is a good one.
You just gotta play it.
Well, do you want to tell, since we're gonna end with the song, that's usually how we do it.
Okay.
Tell us a story about why you chose the song.
Let's see, I guess I'm going to have to just give it away. This is about animals, and sadly, in the middle of Minnesota, a little little doe deer jumped in my way, and Sally didn't make it, and
no,
my front lights didn't make it. So, in the theme, Grandma got hit. Got what?
Ran over.
Blah, blah, blah. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Cue it up.
Here it comes.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go, but she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig, ah, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Now you can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa,